Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com, coming to you every Wednesday talking about high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. I'm your host, Brad Locke, joined today by Gene Phelps. Gene, well, you've sounded better.
Yeah, my voice may sound like I'm trying out for a part on The Sopranos as one of the uncles, Uncle Louie. But we got a little... wintertime crud.
We do call you Uncle Gene around here.
That's right. Uncle Gino would be
good. There you go. Story time with Uncle Gino. But Blake is not here. Blake Morgan, he's headed home for Christmas, I guess. So it's just Dean and I to talk about basketball. A lot of basketball to talk about on this episode of Prep Rally. Do want to remind you that we're on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Follow us there, and there's a variety of ways to listen to the show. Of course, in iTunes or any of your podcast apps. And also online, you can stream it at preprally.djournal.com. Well, let's talk some hoops, Gene. You were out, you and Blake both actually were in Boonville last night, had a doubleheader there with Tupelo and Boonville. Two of the better girls teams meeting with the Lady Wave and the Lady Blue Devils, Gene. Of course, Boonville, the reigning 3A state champ. Tupelo, a really good 6A squad. And Tupelo comes out on top, 63-55. A second straight loss for Boonville. They only lost one game last year, which was to Tupelo.
Yeah.
So these two teams look as good as advertised?
They do. You know, Tupelo's so athletic, and they're pretty deep. They're about 8-9 deep with really good players. Of course, they got Elijah Shear, who continues to play well every game. Boonville's struggling a little bit right now. They've had some injury problems. They've had some illness. Of course, they lost to Shamia Williams before the season started with a knee injury, but she's supposed to be back, I heard last night. I didn't confirm it with the coach, but from some other sources that they're hoping to get her back in January. That would be a really big boost for them. Yeah. Of course, you got a Dallas Young, our player of the year, scored 31 last night in the loss. She got held to 8 points in the second half, and that's probably one of the reasons they lost. And then Maria Lauderdale, who's kind of a swing player, kind of a guard, forward, perimeter player, and good defender, is out right now with some kind of, this time of the year sickness, too.
Right.
Crud.
Yeah, so, that's a big loss for Boonville. She's a good player.
So they're they're a good team if they can just get everybody back at some kind of full strength.
Right, right. So a good non-division game there to get them tuned up with division plays. Already started for some schools and will crank up soon enough for others after the holidays. And then we had the boys' game, which I know Blake covered. I don't know how much of that you got to catch, Gene, but Tupelo's boys bounced back from their first loss of the season with a convincing win.
Yeah, I thought Boone will give them a little bit more of a challenge. I'd seen Boone will play Ripley earlier in the year, but Tupelo's talking about loaded,
yeah.
Those guys, they can play. And Jeff Norwood uses two lineups. And, they just got after it last night, and that game got over with really quick. Tupelo improved to 13-1. Their lone loss in that 51-50 game last Saturday to start. Well, those two teams meet again Monday, December 26th, at the Hump, Mississippi State, in the Travis Outlaw shootout or whatever it is.
Wow, okay, so that'll be good to see those teams meet again. And for Tupelo, like I said, they're loaded. I mean, it's just a different guy every night. They had Nick Ratliff with 13 points last night. Lamar Patton had 11, and they just kind of spread it. You're like two guys in double figures, but they scored 77 points.
Right, because those guys were out of the game probably before halftime.
True. That's true. Tupelo runs away with that one against Boonville. And some other teams to talk about, Gene. You were at the old Royal Rumble in Neusite over the weekend, so you got to see the Neusite boys and girls. They both got pretty decent squads. Neusite's boys lost to Center Hill, but that's a pretty good 5A team. And Neusite's girls beat a 6A Biloxi squad.
Yeah, they did. You know, Neusite's boys, Rick Howell's coaching there, took over for Larry Johnson. Yeah. Larry was there for 3 years, averaged 19 wins a season. So Rick says things were already established. He's just picking up where Larry left off. Two good games. They lost to Choctaw Central and lost to Center Hill. And they're 11-3 right now. But that's a pretty good low Neusite team, competitive. Yeah, and they'll do okay in 3A. And, of course, the Neusite girls beat Biloxi. Biloxi's coached by Devin Hill, who coached at Awamba AHS, the state championship, the girls in 2014.
Yep.
Devin's defensive-minded first, and his team is loaded with athletes, and they really play good defense. They just didn't play well on that last shot.
Yeah, yeah.
They left a little 5'2" Chloe Hammock wide open, and she Draino'd on them.
Yeah,
and they won the game. That was a big win for New Site. They're gonna have a good season.
Yeah,
they're,
no doubt.
Their record right now is like 11-3.
Yeah, yeah. Another good girls team we've talked about is Ingemar's girls, but Ingemar's boys, you were there to watch them Monday night, and you know they're not bad either, and they've got a couple of guys, Kelton Hall and Jay Pickens, who have combined to score 3,000 points. I think they were honored at the game Monday. And they're just juniors, Gene.
They actually, Jonathan Ashley brought those guys up in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
Kelton Hall started in the eighth grade for Ingemar. Yeah. That's why he hit the 2,000-point mark. He has been playing and scoring.
Right.
And Jay Pickens is a phenomenal scorer himself. And he started as a ninth grader. But they were both on the varsity. So now they're juniors. That Ingemar team's had some lapses, but they're a good club. They'll be competitive, and they'll be in the mix in 2A.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody's going to have to go through them.
Exactly. They're 8-5 after that win Monday against Jumpertown with those two guys, Hall and Pickens, leading the way. And so that's Ingemar. A little quick Ingemar update for you. And, you know, as we get now to this point in the season, Gene, I think we're starting to see emerge, you know, which teams are really good in the region. I just I know you kind of had a short list there of some teams to continue to keep an eye on, some of the better teams in the region.
Right, we'll just go through it real quick. Of course, in 6A, Tupelo boys and girls. Now, we're not sure. No count Starkville in the mix, but they're good too.
Right.
But right here in Northeast Mississippi, Tupelo boys and girls having great seasons. 1A boys, you got Ashland 9-3. They're the defending state champions, so you got to put them up there. You've got Hulk at 10-3 with Madarius Hobson.
Yeah,
he's a really good player. He's Robert Woodard Jr.'s cousin.
He's a junior now.
He is.
Okay.
And you got Pine Grove's 11-2, and the Wheeler boys, Mitch Howell. They've won nine straight, and they're 11-1.
Mitch Howell, son of Rick Howell, the new site coach.
Yeah, and Rick beat his son. They beat him about 10 points. That's their only loss. And girls, Katie Bates has got a good team at Pine Grove. They're 10-3, but they're really young.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see how far they go. 2A boys, Okolona. They beat Ashland back up there in the Lighthouse Tournament. They're 10-1. Baldwin boys, after football season, they're now 7-2 under Grant Goolsby, doing a good job.
Yep.
Of course, the Ingemar girls only lost to Lafayette 5 overtimes. They're 14-1 right now.
Mm.
And we'll play Boonville
on
December the 30th in, I think, some kind of Kiwanis tournament at Northeast.
Wow.
So I'll be there. I'm taking some days off after Christmas, but I will be back.
That's worth coming back to work for, is that one. Wow.
3A boys, Nettleton, Grant Garner, I've written about them. They're 8-2. They really like to run and gun. I think they'll make some noise. New Site boys, we talked about them, 11-3. Morville girls, Morville boys, 9-4.
Yeah.
And, hey, Morville's been in the state the last 2 years.
They're on a good little run there in Morville.
3A girls, got to start with Belmont, 10-1 right now.
Certainly.
Beat Red Bay, Alabama. Red Bay's the team.
They're really good.
Yep. Beat Boonville, so there you go. Casso's 10-2. Don't know a lot about them, but I'm going to find out about them.
There you go.
New Site, 9-3. 4A boys, Ripley, 10-1. Great job over there.
Yep.
By those Ripley boys. Shannon's 10-4. Carnes, 8-4. Itawamba's 8-4.
Wow, that's some good 4A schools right there.
And 4A girls, you've got Lafayette's 11-0. That's Shane Lindsay coaching them now, the former Oxford coach.
Yep.
And Pontotoc girls, 9-4. They beat Red Bay this year.
They're always good as well. So
there you guys. Just kind of like a little bit of
a
look at who's playing well right now.
Certainly. And a couple of notes I just wanted to mention from, I think, both from this past weekend. Of course, you mentioned Tupelo suffering its first loss to Starkville. We kind of already covered this. 51-50 was the score. So Starkville, Greg Carter, I mean, they're going to be good. And they meet again, like you said, Monday at the Hump.
Yeah, I believe Blake's covering that one for us.
Okay. And then Okolona defeated Shannon last Friday, 63-59. Okolona, really good 2A team, beating a 4A school in Shannon. Shannon then bounced back and beat Center Hill 65-62 in overtime on Saturday. We mentioned Center Hill earlier, pretty good squad there in 5A. So just a couple of notes. Let's switch gears a little bit, Gene. Let's talk bowling, because you had a really cool story the other day about these Tupelo High School bowlers. They're brothers – they're not just brothers, they're twins, the Turberville twins.
Turberville twins, they are, they've had a phenomenal career at Tupelo.
Yeah.
They've won, been on three state championship boys teams at Tupelo.
Wow.
Hoping to win a fourth this year. Josh and Drew Turberville, that's Turberville, not Turberville, not the former Cincinnati coach or Ole Miss coach or Auburn coach. These are the Turbervilles.
Gotcha.
But, you know, Josh is the young man 2 years ago down at North State Bowling Tournament, bowled the first ever 300 game in High School Activities Association bowling history. And that was really impressive. And then last year, Drew rolled the high series in the state bowling tournament, even though Tupelo lost in the Baker shootout to DeSoto Central. He had the high score, high series down there. And so they both have had their moments. They're the two guys that are pretty consistent carrying that team.
And they do it different ways, too. One's more about technique. The other one's more of a natural athlete.
Josh is more of the guy that works on everything and worries what ball he needs to use and how he needs to do things. And it really bothers him when he doesn't do things right.
Yeah.
Drew's a little bit more laid back. He's got long hair, and he's more the athlete. One of the assistant coaches told me, and he just goes up there and rolls, and it's worked well for him. So, I'll tell you a little funny anecdote. I asked, his mom, their mom, Drew had longer hair, and she says, "Well, a while back I ran over him with our Suburban," and she was laughing. And I went, "What?" He was like 13 or 14. He was like laying up under the car, goofing off, and she came out and cranked it up. And they were going somewhere, and she kind of ran over
him.
Yeah, just kind of nicked him on the side, and he has a little scar on the side of his head, and he's self-conscious, so he grew his hair out, and it kind of gives him some identity. His brother has the clean-cut look, and Drew has the long, shaggy look. But
good heavens, that's
but both of the kids have really great personalities, and they're really phenomenal bowlers. And
And Tupelo expected to be strong again this year, I'm assuming.
Yes, they will be.
Yeah, okay. You can find this story in Monday's Journal and at djournal.com. All right, we do this every week. Let's do the Athletes of the Week, Gene. We recognize a male and a female athlete every week for their accomplishments in their sport. And so who we got, Gene?
We got the ladies first. We got Radasia Creighton.
Radasia Creighton.
From Tupelo. Scored 17 points the other night.
Yes.
Came out and hit like three threes early in the game to give them an offensive boost. And then they put her on Adalys Young after Adalys scored 23 points in the first half. They put her on Adalys, and she held Adalys to 8 points.
Yeah.
Second half, which was a key.
Certainly.
She was definitely a player of that game for Tupelo. And then the boys, we talked about him earlier, Kelton Hall.
Yes.
You know, he reached the 2,000 point mark with last week with a 37 point game.
Wow.
Against South Haven, a 6A school that Ingomar beat.
Wow, that was last week.
Yeah, and then he had 12 the other night in that Jumpertown game, but they were pulling them in and out because they got such a big lead and they didn't pour it on. But Kelton Hall's a outstanding player, and just for hitting that milestone at 2,000 points, I told Kelton the other night, I said, I couldn't score 2,000 if I didn't have anybody guarding me. And I'd still be in the gym, and it'd be like my 12th year trying to get 2,000. So quite an accomplishment, quite a milestone.
Yeah, certainly. So congrats to our Prep Rally Athletes of the Week, and that does it for this episode of Prep Rally. We do thank you all for tuning in. I want to remind you, you can follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Send us an email with your thoughts or questions, PrepRally@JournalInc.com. Again, we're in iTunes, any of your podcast apps, and at PrepRally.DJournal.com. Coming to you every Wednesday, except not next Wednesday, because I will be out of town. So we'll be back.
Me too.
So we'll be back in 2 weeks, which will be January the 4th. So look for us then. And until then, I hope everybody has a happy, happy, safe holiday, including Eugene.
Same to you, Brad, and your family.
Thank you, sir. That's it for this episode. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a good one.